agreed. Jana opened up and shared about how during her teenage years, she had experienced many of the same struggles. And as she applied these same principles to her life, she was able to slowly get out of this same emotional rut. She said this emotional roller coaster affects a lot of teenage girls. But as you seek the Lord and grow in your relationship with Him, you will be strengthened, and these trials will slowly fade away. Mom knew that her and Dad's reassurance was helpful, but to hear it from an older sister who had been in the same stage not too long ago was even more powerful. Proverbs 19:20 tells us to hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise. I listened to Mom's and Jana's counsel, and the troubling thoughts soon lessened.
Heart-to-heart talks. Mom and Dad don't just say, you can talk to us anytime, and leave it at that. In addition to daily striving to keep up with our hearts, they also set aside time, usually on one Saturday a month, specifically for heart-to-heart family time. It's a dedicated time when each of us kids, one after another, spends time with them talking one-on-one, typically either in their bedroom or in the room we call our prayer closet. Sometimes we talk with Mom, sometimes with Dad, or sometimes with both together. Often to help get the conversation going, they'll ask us questions. They've let us know that they are a safe place to share things, and that we can tell them anything, no matter how hard it may be for them to hear. So far, if they've been shocked by something we've said, they haven't shown it. And we know they will keep our issues private unless we agree they can share them with a sibling, like Mom did when Ginger needed encouragement from Jana. As Dad says, they're not going to announce our worries or misdeeds as public prayer requests next Sunday at church. Since our parents have a 24-hour open-door policy, we sometimes come in at midnight, even 2 a.m., just to talk or share our heart. If we come in too late, things can get a bit entertaining. Dad sometimes finds it hard to stay awake. It's not a matter of interest, but after all, it is 2 a.m., and even the Duggars are usually asleep by then. That's when Mom might give him a gentle nudge and say, Jim Bob, wake up, we're still talking here. At the beginning of a heart-to-heart talk, Mom and Dad might start by asking, how are you doing? Often we respond with a simple, okay. And of course, most parents can discern whether that means good or not so good. From time to time, they might ask other simple questions about our favorite food, restaurant, candy, coffee, ice cream, board game, color, music, clothes, and more. These questions aren't just meant as icebreaker chit-chat. Mom takes notes. She may have 19 kids, but she wants to know every one of us in detail.